Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters, living in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Show Me the Money.
A reading from the Good News according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar? Or not? Should we pay or should we not pay? Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at. They brought one to him, and he said to them, Whose image and inscription is this? They replied to him, Caesar's. So Jesus said to them, Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. They were utterly amazed at him. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Things are heating up in Jerusalem. Jesus has offended the religious authorities, and they're out to get him. They want him dead. So they approach him and try to lay a trap for him. They want him to say something controversial that they can use against him. This text is the first in Mark's gospel of a series of attacks launched by the enemies of Jesus. The goal is to discredit him with the people or to have a reason to accuse him before the state. They're out to get him, and they don't care how they accomplish their goal. Who were these authorities? We're told that they were a mix of Herodians and Pharisees, two very different groups who held opposing beliefs but were united in their hatred of Jesus. This kind of mob mentality of hatred is a powerful force, we know, in moving an agenda forward. It's almost as effective as the power of love. The Pharisees hated the Roman rule and wanted more than anything to get out from under it. The Herodians, on the other hand, were a political party among the Jews who were supporters of Herod. They enjoyed the benefits they received because of the Roman occupation. In another context, we might call them collaborators. Normally, these two groups had nothing to do with each other. But now, in the text we heard, they were teamed up in their common goal to destroy this carpenter from Nazareth because they were threatened by his popularity and power. They wanted to outsmart Jesus. If they could get him to offend the Romans, they could call him an insurrectionist. If they could discredit him with the common people, he would lose his influence there. Either way, they were bound to get rid of him. The opposition begins with flattery, a common technique to soften up the person. But Jesus didn't buy it. As Adlai Stevenson said one time, flattery is all right so long as you don't inhale. Jesus knew their game, and he wasn't about to play it. He knew their hearts just as he knows our own. And he wasn't about to be taken in. He asked for a coin, a denarius, the equivalent of a day's wages. He holds it in his hand and shows it to them. He asks, Whose image is this? Of course it was the image of Caesar, the Roman ruler, and the inscription indicated that he was divine. At this moment, Jesus was poised on the horns of a dilemma. He was damned if he answered one way, and damned if he answered another way. But as we know, he walked away without being skewered by either horn. Render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. In that day, coins that bore the image of a ruler were considered to be the property of that person. So, Jesus says, this coin belongs to Caesar. Give it back to him if he asks for it. This response focuses on image and ownership. Think of the story in Genesis of human beings created in the image of God. Jesus is saying, give Caesar his money because it bears his image. It is his. But your devotion belongs to God because you bear God's image. You belong to God. The authorities came to trap Jesus, but he turned the tables on them and he trapped them. They couldn't argue with what he said. They simply left. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.